excuse me, I've got a bit of a cold. My project was the attitudes of elderly patients and their relatives to being boarded from acute medical assessment at the Royal Infirmary Edinburgh. So I'm currently a staff nurse in the acute medical unit of the Royal Infirmary Edinburgh. And within this area of the hospital, we met a wide range of patients with varying medical problems, directly from accident and emergency or from their general practitioners via the primary assessment area. Due to the high intake of patients in our ward, patients are boarded into other wards within the hospital. In this research project, I wanted to research the attitudes of elderly patients and their relatives towards being boarded to another ward and to identify ways that we could improve on the service. By undertaking this research, I hope to gain a greater understanding of their experience that elderly patients have within the hospital setting regarding boarding. In developing this greater understanding, I hope to be able to improve the elderly patient's hospital experience in relation to boarding. I understand the importance of boarding patients in the hospital and that it is necessary to ensure patient flow within the hospital, to prevent long waits and to comply with the 4-hour target in the emergency department and in the primary assessment area. So, what is a boarder? The National Health Service definition of a boarder is a patient who occupies a borrowed bed. That is a patient that is cared for in another ward or area of the hospital other than the ward of the consultant or the consultant team which are caring for them. So, my research questions were, what are the attitudes of elderly patients towards being boarded within the hospital? What are the attitudes of elderly patients' relatives to their family member being boarded within the hospital? And what ways do elderly patients and their relatives think we can improve on this service? So, who did I survey? So, I surveyed 11 patients who were over the age of 70, who remained in the boarding ward for at least 24 hours, who had an AMT, so this is an abbreviated mental test score, of 7 or above. So, this, I kind of used this tool to kind of make sure I wasn't asking confused patients, or, you know, so that they were able to understand why I was doing the process and give, you know, consent. I sent relatives of those 11 patients questionnaires, but I unfortunately only received 4 questionnaires back from the relatives. So the results of my survey. So just under 50% of patients were made aware of the possibility of being boarded. That was when they came into the admission unit. But 75% of the relatives were made aware of the possibility of their relative being boarded when they were admitted into the unit, and how patients felt about being boarded. Generally, elderly patients that I surveyed didn't mind being boarded. Happy, felt I was being given more investigation, felt safe, know you're in the right place, what am I up here for? Didn't know I was being boarded, now I have had it explained, I understand it more, didn't make any difference, no choice, I'm very comfortable with it, and didn't mind at all. And then I asked the relatives how they felt that their family member about their family member being boarded. So, having explained that my father's condition would be best treated on another ward, either medical or orthopaedic, I was reassured about this. She was moved because they needed the bed. My only concern was for their comfort, and he was perfectly happy. How did the patients feel up on the new ward? All right, didn't bother me. It was quieter, warmer. That was very true. was trying to sleep and deal with the pain. What am I here for? Fine, welcomed, happy. So, the results I got was 100% of the relatives felt their family member being boarded didn't affect their care. 82% of patients didn't feel that being boarded had any influence on their care or treatment. And 100% of relatives felt that they had access to information regarding their family member, either from doctors or from the nursing staff on the ward. Ways in which patients and relatives feel we can improve on the situation. More organised, more staff. Correct information given to patients and relatives, ensuring patients and relatives are kept informed and there is no conflicting advice, informing family and move while still awake. So, in summary, while we are good at informing the relatives that patients could be boarded, we could improve on the information given to patients regarding boarding. Elderly patients and their relatives didn't appear concerned about being boarded in another ward, and relatives felt that they had access to patient information. I've found that elderly patients don't seem to mind being boarded, and they're just grateful for actually being in hospital and being cared for, and that they generally appreciate that the hospital is very busy and that being boarded is just part of the hospital journey and what happens. I was actually quite surprised by these kind of conclusions. I thought that elderly patients and their relatives would be more concerned and more upset about being boarded just from dealing with them as a nurse. Obstacles that I kind of faced with this research project was I felt that a lot of the elderly patients had a lack of understanding of their patient journey when in hospital, and I don't know if it was some of my questions, the way they were worded, but they often got very confused from A&E to acute medical admissions to the boarding ward, and I had to keep on reminding them that I was asking about from acute medical assessment to the boarding ward, not the A&E part of the journey. They were very concerned about being in A&E and the long waits that they had in there. We also changed our name from combined assessment unit to acute admissions unit, and that's still in the process. So some patients knew it as combined assessment, some patients knew it as acute admissions unit. So that, you know, led to a bit of confusion during the questionnaire. And also we changed the assessment tool to assess confusion and delirium, as kind of Anne was saying, mentioned. We've changed it to 4NT. Yeah, but unfortunately, looking through the notes, some patients would have the AMT scores, some people would have the 4AMT, so it kind of led to a bit of, having to read the notes a bit more thoroughly and talk to the nursing staff, and just led to a bit more time, before I could actually question the patient. Time constraints. I found it very hard with time constraints. Within my job, working 12 and a half hours, getting time to go up and speak to the patients. Patients were sleeping, patients were having tests done. It was a lot harder than I actually thought it was going to be. And my lack of response from the relative's questionnaire only having 4 been completed. Maybe I had to look at different ways of doing this, but unfortunately I just kind of ran out of time. And then scope for further research. So although this research project only did a small sample, a very small sample, of elderly patients, it identified areas to research in greater depth. Nurses are a medical profession that has the most contact with both patients and relatives, and often have to deal with both the positive and negative feedback regarding care and the hospital experience. It would therefore be interesting to study the staff nurses' opinion on elderly patients being boarded and identify obstacles they face while transferring caring for the patients, both on the boarding ward and on the transferring ward. I did hope to do this, and I just ran out of time. I developed the questionnaire and everything. I was just kind of waiting for it to get approved, and unfortunately I didn't get it in time. I think it would also be interesting to look at how the elderly patients feel about the whole hospital journey as a whole, their worries and concerns while they're in hospital, and also looking at ways that we can address these concerns. And also just kind of thinking as I'm reading this, maybe their how they feel in A&E and how they understand the whole, process of A&E and what both A&E and the admission area is for. In conclusion, by developing and carrying out this research project, I have gained knowledge on the attitudes of elderly patients to being boarded, and I've gained a greater understanding of the whole research process, allowing me to be better equipped to research as a researcher in the future. I think I've learnt a lot on how to do research, mm-hmm. and I think that's probably the thing I've learnt the most, and I would probably do the whole thing different again, but that's always the way. Hindsight is a brilliant thing, so that's basically it.